This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I noticed this weekend when I was seeing patients was we had a few call in with severe sunburn. Now, people have been out in the sun before. We've gone swimming, we've gone to the beach. It shouldn't be much new, you know, with the exception of, well, maybe now we're taking off our masks. But I found it very, very odd that people who finally went out and ventured outside and enjoyed the outdoors got hit harder than they ever have with the sun. Because I'd asked them, I said, you know, when were you out last time? They go, this is the first time I've been out in a long time. And I asked, have you ever been sunburned before? Yeah, but not this bad. How long were you outside? Just a couple hours. And we're only talking mid-May. We're not talking the dead of summer. So I'm wondering if maybe there's something to us having been locked up, us not traveling, us not doing our normal activities, and our skin being a little sensitive. So I'm seeing that some people's, you know, sunburn is going to be a little bit more pronounced. I know there are some states where sunburns seem to happen more. I believe the CDC had brought up, let me see, Utah, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, seems to be those people in those states seem to have more severe sunburns. I forget where my patients were. I am licensed in Wisconsin and Minnesota, but I thought it was a Colorado one also I had. So, you know, just be kind of prepared. You know, we're going to be having Memorial Day weekend. We have the summer festivities. We're doing graduations outside. Many of us are outside for graduation. So your sun exposure can unfortunately be higher. So what do we do for a sunburn? Well, first, what is a sunburn? Well, it's a burn. Okay? It's whether you burn yourself on a stove or whether you burn yourself out in the sun, it's a burn. And so a sunburn is any damage to the skin. Now, we talked about the UV rays. You have the UVA, you have the UVB. UVA go all the way. They're the longest wavelength. They cause aging, they cause wrinkling, and they can cause cancer. UVB are the ones that usually cause burning. They don't go as far. So they go to the levels, like the epidermis, that can cause the burn. So some days might have more UVB than others. And then UVC, they're out in the atmosphere. They aren't far enough to come all the way down. We might use UVC for certain cleaning lamps and things like that. But UVC, they're very short wavelengths, and we don't usually get exposed to those. And so we use some protective factor sunscreen. We use sunscreen, we use sunblock to try to either reflect the rays or absorb them and disperse them. But when somebody wears sunscreen or doesn't wear sunscreen and they get a burn, it's a burn. Now, what do we do for a sunburn? Well, if it's mild, a lot of times you leave it alone. If it bothers you, you can take some anti-inflammatory, some Tylenol. You can put some cool compresses on the burn. There are some soothing gels you need to be careful. Some of them can make the burn worse. I like actual aloe, not so much an aloe gel, but I like straight aloe vera plant on a burn. Just break off the plant, put a little bit of the sap on there. Aloe helps soothe it. Sometimes some soy formulation soothe it. Cool baths. But you got to be very, very careful. Like some people will start picking off the skin. You notice with a bad sunburn, the skin starts to peel. You know, that's your barrier. The skin is a barrier. So you need to be really, really careful. Don't start picking at it. But for the mild sunburns where it's red, a little achy, a little dry, feels like it's stretching the skin, you could, you know, put some things on to soothe it. Sometimes we might use Lidoderm, jelly, things like that. But for the most part, you know, we try to leave it alone. Just cool compresses, maybe take something orally to help with some of the pain, and stay out of the sun. Let the skin heal. Now, what are severe sunburns? Well, severe sunburns is where you have a lot of pain, where you have blistering. You might get a headache because you got a little bit of heat stroke or heat sickness. Or maybe it was so painful and so deep that you're starting to lose fluid and you're actually becoming dehydrated. So I had one person where there was so much body surface area of her severe burn, I sent her to the burns care unit. I sent her to the hospital because she had so much of her body surface area burned. She was in so much pain. She could be getting dehydrated. You know, some severe burns, we send you to burn care. We don't mess around. We've seen some people that'll get muscle cramps and confusion and things like that. That might be a sign of heat illness. And we've talked about heat illness and heat sickness. We're going to be talking about it again. But whenever you have a burn that is causing you so much pain, you feel confused, headache, vision issues, nausea, chills, maybe you start getting a fever, that means that skin got affected just way too much. And so you do need to get yourself seen. So when in doubt, get it checked out. I've seen some skin turn black, charred. I mean, we are talking major burns. You know, and just because it's a sunburn and it's happened to you before doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be fine. Now, a big question I get is, if you get a really bad sunburn, are you going to get skin cancer? Hard to tell. I got a horrible, horrible burn when I went to Florida years ago as a teenager, and I missed the sunscreen deep in my chest, so there was a little area that got black from the sunburn. So I watch it carefully to see if, you know, ever the skin changes. Thank God, no. But sometimes a little cell could travel, you know, be melanocytic and, you know, cause a melanoma in another part of the body, but it's rare. But your sun exposure puts you at risk. The more sun exposure, the higher risk. That doesn't mean you're getting skin cancer, but what it does mean is you should probably have skin cancer screens. If you have been out in the sun, if you've had some bad burns, make sure you, every, you know, year or two, check in with the dermatologist who could do a once over and, you know, and make sure that there's nothing that starts to look suspicious. And then you're going to have to keep an eye on your moles as well. 1-877-DR-FALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. James said, writes, if the vaccinated are now safe from the modern day plague, then they should be safe from people that are not vaccinated, right? He says, I have a question. What does HIPAA say about the vaccinated passport stuff? So, James, thanks for writing. This is on Facebook. So, all right, interesting. We get this all the time. If a parent vaccinated their kids, why do they care if the kid next to them isn't vaccinated? And, you know, this has been a same thing with COVID. You know, if you've been vaccinated for COVID, why should you be all up in somebody else's business if they're next to you not vaccinated? Well, the reason why in microbiology and immunology it does matter is even though you are, let's say, hypothetically protected, we still don't, you're still not 100% protected. So it would be nice to know that you aren't being overexposed by somebody who could be, have made a choice to be less of an exposure. But you are protected fairly well. With COVID, with the COVID vaccine, you are about 95% protected against hospitalization. It doesn't mean you're 95% protected against getting the virus, but 95% protected against hospitalization. So, or death. So it's pretty darn good. So if somebody next to you is not vaccinated, you still should, if the vaccine people are right, you should have that protection. At least 95% to keep you out of the hospital. But unvaccinated individuals could technically allow the virus to brew, allow the virus to mutate, have enough hosts to jump around, and then become a more vicious form that could then outsmart your immunity that was vaccinated with an older version. So that's why everybody has all the panties all up in a bunch when you have a group of individuals and a large portion of the population that is passing on the vaccine. I understand their concerns, but the reason why some people are upset with them is because they feel that that is going to be the next population that harbors the newer COVID variant. Now, you know, many of you have been kind of concerned about, you know, look, you know, if we're unvaccinated, leave us alone. We're, you know, we don't want to put ourselves at risk. Nobody knows the long-term effects of these vaccines. You're right. No, we haven't been able to study these vaccines for 20 years. But if the science is exactly the way they're telling us, and if these vaccines are really supposed to be self-limiting, go away and not supposed to persist in our body, they do appear fairly safe. But I'm not going to lie. I can't tell you what happens 20 years from now. I'm assuming that if what they told us is true, this has no effect on us 20 years from now, except hopefully still giving us some sort of immunity. But, you know, those people say, look, I want to wait. I'm not going to force you or shun you. You know, I'd like to calm down your fears, but I can't tell you with 100% certainty. All I can tell you is right now the science is saying the shots look pretty good. It doesn't look like it's affecting pregnant women. It doesn't look like it's affecting the baby. But I understand those people that are hesitant. People that are hesitant, they're not stupid. They're being cautious. And, you know, sometimes caution could put the public health at risk. Sometimes the caution puts the person, you know, at ease or puts the person, you know, keeps the person from bungee jumping or riding on a truck at 70 miles an hour, you know, on the roof. So, you know, cautious people out there aren't a bad thing. It's just we need to make sure nobody's, you know, putting misinformation, saying, oh, yeah, this is going to make you grow an extra testicle and things like that. But, like, with what's happening in India, the reason why I'm worried about what's happening in India, what's happening in Brazil, what's happening in Russia, what's happening in Iran, with all the cases, the Philippines is, as you get more cases, then you have more room for the virus to brew. Now, what James wants to know, what about HIPAA, and what does HIPAA say on the vaccine passport? So it's very interesting. When the Biden administration said, nah, we're not going to force the vaccine, we're not going to force passports, my guess is it's because of HIPAA privacy. My guess is they looked at the Constitution. I'm glad somebody did. And they realized that, look, this is going to be a definite overreach. However, they already do that with kids in school these days, where a kid can't go to school unless they've been vaccinated. Now, I believe there was a Supreme Court ruling in the early 1900s that did side on the side of public health and vaccines, where somebody wanted to avoid, somebody wanted to avoid some sort of treatment, even though we really haven't had vaccines since, you know, later in the century, but there was some sort of I have to look it up, where the Supreme Court did side with the public health, saying, look, public health comes first. So that supersedes an individual's right. So that's interesting. I mean, like, look at what happened during World War II. World War II, they had to ration. They, you know, you had to pick and choose who got this, who got what, you know, in terms of food. And they were about able to do that because it was wartime. So they were able to change the clocks during wartime. So things get, you know, shifted when something seems to affect the whole country. But personally, I don't believe that the average business can force you to show your medical history and your medical, you know, vaccine history and medicines you're taking. But here's the problem with HIPAA. HIPAA, which is supposed to protect our privacy, seems to get trampled on all the time. Because, again, when it has to do with safety of consumers. So, for example, if you're on medical marijuana and you want to get a commercial driver's license, because it's still illegal federally and it's a medicine that can affect your driving, I don't believe you're able to get licensed to drive a CDL if you use medical marijuana. Now, medical marijuana, it's your own personal, private medicine. It's your own private treatment. But with HIPAA, no. The HIPAA doesn't protect you because work has to make sure that you're not at risk to others. Same thing with pilots. Pilots have to disclose the medicines they're on. When you're in the yachting industry and boating industry, you have to disclose medicines. So employers looks like can supersede that. Now, I mean, with the vaccine, there's been a lot of discussions that employers better not because they could get sued by their employee. But employers have for years asked about your business. Look at FMLA. People will take FMLA. They'll take up to, I forget how many weeks. Is it 3 months? 12 weeks? Not paid leave, but leave that protects them from getting fired because of a medical condition. And the paperwork, it's 3 pages of your medical condition. Well, where's the privacy? So do I believe that the HIPAA laws protect against vaccine passports? I do. But do I think they're going to hold up? No. Do I think we're going to have vaccine passports? At this point, no. It's very unpopular, but it will depend on what happens with the India variant, the Brazilian variant. If COVID now is on the downswing, God willing, and we, you know, hopefully we vaccinate as many more people as we can, we slowly go back to school, flu comes back, cold comes back, I don't know if they're going to be bringing the whole passport thing up again. But if we start to see cases rise, and we're starting to see that in Oregon, apparently Oregon has had a surge in cases and hospitalizations. We saw Michigan grapple with some cases. So if we start to see more and more states start to have issues, then you are going to see public officials start to step in. You know, one of the reasons why some people are telling me they don't test for COVID is because they don't want the governor having any more excuse to lock down. Now, that's not the way this should be, but unfortunately, things were so obtrusive, they were so controlling that people don't want public officials to see the numbers. Now, there was a person who, his child had COVID, and he was exposed to COVID, so we talked about his isolating, and they go, do you want to get tested? No, I'm fine. I'm like, all right, now, do you want to get the vaccine? So you can get the vaccine after your 14-day. No, I don't want it. So, he and his family probably aren't going to get tested. So you won't hear the additional 5 cases. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A case regarding Mississippi's law that bans most abortions after just 15 weeks of pregnancy is set to go before the Supreme Court. That makes the first law to reach the court out of a wave of states intending to challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The court expected to hear the case this fall. Israel says its pre-dawn airstrikes on Gaza hit facilities belonging to the terrorist group Hamas and the homes of several commanders. Power lines and main roads were damaged as well. Secretary of State Tony Blinken in Denmark reminding everyone,
Palestinians and Israelis, like people everywhere, have the right to live in safety and security. This is not an Israeli privilege or a Palestinian privilege. It's a human right.
Blinken also saying the U.S. and allies are intensely focused on diplomatic efforts to encourage de-escalation. USA Radio News. The Biden administration announced on Monday that about 39 million families will begin receiving monthly child tax credit payments for the first time starting July 15th. The payments are covered by the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill that passed in March. The bill raises the maximum payments families can receive per child this year from $2,000 to $3,600. Families will get monthly payments up to $300 for children under the age of 6 years old and up to $250 for children 6 to 18. According to the IRS, 80% of families will receive that money via direct deposit. The other 20% will get payments by check or debit card. It may be a bit easier to get a tank of gas on the East Coast now that thousands more stations got supplies following last week's shutdown of the nation's biggest pipeline network. Gas shortages in the region are easing up, but many stations are still dry. Fuel outages continue in North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Dr. Fauci has said that the pandemic exposed, quote, undeniable effects of racism in the United States. And this subject has come up a lot. Was coronavirus racist? Was the way we promoted our public health, was our intervention racist? Has our approach to medicine and the healthcare industry been racist? And so there's been a lot of back and forth because racism comes up often, and appropriately so, when it's identified that this is something that needs to be addressed, And then, unfortunately, it gets brought up, and I worry if people use it inappropriately, that it, you know, weakens the powerful message that is intrinsic within. And if there is racism, we need to combat that. But if everything is racist, you start to have, you know, fatigue on the topic, and people say, well, you know, there's no way to win. Well, there is. There are ways to approach, you know, things that need to be addressed. There should be no racism in healthcare. There shouldn't be. There is, maybe not on purpose, but it happens, and I told you guys about this. I told you how, you know, I was taught in medical school that anybody with high blood pressure, you start treating with a diuretic, or you start treating with the beta blocker, and this was years ago, and I'm like, but, you know, African Americans might do better with calcium channel blockers. Or they may, you know, I mean, people are different. We differ genetically and biologically, so why aren't we being more precise about how we treat people? And if many of the studies are, you know, involving, let's say, Asians or Hispanics or whites or women or, you know, and we're looking at a medicine for everybody, then we need to have studies that look at more, you know, look at those populations better. You know, many, like, for example, if the Pfizer, Moderna, the vaccine looked at a cross-section of our population, and even though I believe African-Americans are about 12 to 13% of the communities in which they study these, in the sample size, they only made up 7.9%. So then why aren't we doing a separate study on African-Americans and the vaccine? You can do that. If African Americans are concerned about the safety of it, then why aren't we doing a study that looks at individual demographics and race and see how if there's side effects or what the long term effects are? So I don't want to so much use the term racism in terms of people are trying to be bigoted and biased. It's that if they aren't understanding that, you know, we have, you know, differences, women are different than men, that's okay to say, that's, you know, then you're not going to study that. Now, Dr. Fauci believes that the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. shone a bright light on our own society's failings and how the virus impacted minority communities. Fauci said that the undeniable effects of racism have led to unacceptable health disparities that especially hurt African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans during the pandemic. Now, he is President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor. He made the comments during an online commencement address for an Emory University graduation ceremony on Sunday. He told the graduates in Atlanta that many members of minority groups work in essential jobs where they might be exposed to the novel coronavirus. He noted they are more likely to become infected if exposed because of medical conditions such as hypertension, chronic lung disease, diabetes, or obesity. He said now very few of these comorbidities have racial determinants. Almost all relate to the social determinants of health. Dating back to disadvantageous conditions, he says that some people of color find themselves in from birth regarding the availability of an adequate diet, access to health care, and the undeniable effects of racism in our society. So, you know, Dr. Fauci has a point, but here's the thing. We need to be very careful in terms of saying that the condition was because of that African Americans died of COVID because of racism. All right. You know, we might have a virus that is additionally targeting those with ACE2 receptor vulnerabilities, and the African American community might have a vulnerability in terms of their biological ACE2 receptors or their induction of a cytokine storm. And so even though racism does have to be evaluated and conquered, if we shift our focus on racism and we aren't studying what could have also happened here, we're not doing any community any justice by, you know, being more political. I understand what Dr. Fauci is doing. He is starting to become a political force. He's, you know, wants to, and I think he's 80 years old, so, you know, he wants to, you know, make as much difference as he can, and it is a shame that many people who were, you know, in underserved communities felt forced to work in essential business. The suits got to stay home. The suits got to be on a computer and work from home safely. But so many others had to go to work and they had to be exposed, and their exposure caused them to get sick. That is a disparity. And it does fall along race lines. And that is not okay. There, you know, nobody should have felt like they had to be, you know, be in that position. But then again, you know, the way we did the lockdown was not very fair because, you know, people were quote unquote locked down, but they still got to enjoy Netflix. They still got to enjoy power. Their phone was working. They said, you know, because of the essential businesses. I mean, if everybody's supposed to lock down, then we all should have locked down. No power, no TV, nothing. Because everybody was supposed to be safe. So our lockdown was kind of lame because it really wasn't a lockdown. It was, okay, we're going to let those of you, you know, that really don't have to be at work, you're going to get to go home, work from home, enjoy the cush life. But everybody else in the food industry, in the medical industry, everybody else has to be at work. You know, really? Did that really help? All these people going to work, really? They still got exposed. They still spread the virus. The lockdown was a waste of time. So, because it wasn't a real lockdown. So, that is an issue. But if we decide to say, you know what? It's because America's racist. That's why people died of COVID. Then nobody's going to do the studies. Can we do the studies? I mean, there could be, you know, if African Americans are at higher risk for high blood pressure and diabetes, everybody blames the diet. Dr. Fauci alluded to the diet. The diet is part of it, absolutely. But is, you know, what if there's another aspect to it? I mean, I see communities, I see, let's say Ashkenazi Jewish, they're high risk for cancer. Is that a racist thing? Is it a genetic thing? Is it a food choice thing? You know, Jews love their deli. We love getting deli. But deli meat puts you at risk for colon cancer. So is it racism? Is it anti-Semitism that's causing Jews to die of cancer? Probably not. It might come into play, but that's not the main reason. So as we look into what happened with many of the communities in as it manifested in terms of COVID morbidity and mortality, I believe the things that put African Americans at risk was the fact that they had to be essential. Many of them were essential workers. Was also the fact that maybe these communities don't have enough hospitals and don't have enough medical centers. Luckily, I'm licensed in Mississippi and Alabama, so I was able to provide telemedicine care. But again, that's not one-on-one care. Yeah, and maybe there are some genetic differences that could have put people at risk based on this virus. So, but we got to study it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Richard calling from Florida. Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Good, Dr. Dahlia. It's been a while since we've chatted. Listen, I did a little research on that Supreme Court case you were talking about, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905. Indeed, the Supreme Court said that the law could be enforced, and the gentleman ended up having to pay $5, which is about $150 in today's dollars, but he was not forced to get the vaccine, interestingly enough. So I thought that was an interesting point, that no one strapped him down and stuck the needle in his arm.
Wow, wow. Yeah, like I said, I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, legal battles as it comes to the vaccine and what's allowed to be mandated or not. So, yeah. So what's your question today, Richard?
Well, that was just a comment. I was going to back you up a little bit on that court case and give your listeners some of that information. Although I do have a question for you, and that would be, as I've listened to you over the last few months or years since I've found you, you seem to be more of a libertarian, but you seem to be very much in favor of, well, I'm a libertarian, except when it comes to this vaccine and lockdowns and protecting public health. We can violate people's civil rights as long as we're doing it for, you know, the doctor.
Oh, no. I am not
thing.
A fan of lockdowns. Okay. Oh, no. I am not a fan of lockdowns. I thought that was absolutely against our liberties. Ebola, I might have a different idea about, but a respiratory virus, there's no proof that locking people up in a home, in fact, I think it caused more cases. So I'm sorry if that got misinferred. I, as a doctor, you know, need to support the CDC and public health initiatives, but I could complain about them, and I was a big complainer about lockdowns. I thought violating people's liberties and the ability to feed their family was much more of a public health threat than whatever the lockdown did, which wasn't a real lockdown because you had half the country still working as essential workers. It wasn't a true lockdown. It was a waste of time and damaging, but that's how I feel. I can't speak for all doctors, but that's how I feel.
So you do seem to be very big on everybody getting the vaccine. I just listened to you today, and I haven't listened to you in a while. But well, I mean, if we really should get this vaccine, why shouldn't we get hepatitis and, you know, meningitis and just line them all up and stick them in our arms? I mean, this the death rate for this thing is so small and so minuscule that why this one? Why not meningitis and hepatitis, which really have a lot nastier effects often than this virus? Why this one, Dr. Dahlia, and not
that's
the other one?
No, Richard, that's a good question. So most of us do get the meningitis vaccine, like before our college years or after high school. Hepatitis, all kids are getting hepatitis. So adults, those of us in the medical field got caught up, but you're right. Not every adult has been caught up with meningitis and hepatitis. So I am a fan of those vaccines. I was hesitant originally with this vaccine because it was new technology and I wanted to wait. But the reason why I might not be as consistent when it comes to, okay, you know what? I think, guys, maybe we need to do something with this one, is because I don't think this is a naturally occurring virus. I think this virus was tinkered with. I don't trust this sucker. This virus isn't like hepatitis, which kind of follows a normal course. This virus is so weird that it causes diarrhea in some. It causes lack of smell and taste for months in others. It causes a blood clot in others. It causes somebody else's lungs to completely, you know, be consumed. This is the weirdest pathogen I have ever seen. And the only thing I could come up with is it was tinkered with, that this was some virus that got messed around with. And so when I say, you know what, guys, I got vaccinated for this one. The reason why is this won't follow the typical measles, mumps, which, by the way, I was vaccinated for as well. So we're dealing with something that I think was messed around with by the Chinese. You know, now, do I think it was purposely leaked? No, I think it was an accident, but I think it was tinkered with. And at that case, if we can't trust this sucker, then unfortunately we're kind of having to follow down the path where now we have to use something artificial to protect us as well. But that's why.
Okay, well, that's an interesting explanation. I just know, you know, my wife had it. I lived with her for 2 weeks. I didn't get it. I'm, you know, generally in good health. I exercise and stuff. And I just don't see that. You know, every time I get a flu vaccine, I get sick after I get it. So I stopped doing those after I got out of the military. And it just doesn't seem to be something for me that's really necessary. And I understand the idea of protecting other people, but at some point, yes, well, this is my body and this is my health,
right.
And I'd like to make that decision. Thank you very much.
I agree. I think it should be a choice. I think the decision to have something injected into you should be a choice. True, we could reach herd immunity, But at some point, if we're America and, you know, just like with the masks, you know, I mean, we do have a right to decide what we put over our nose and mouth. True, I don't want somebody sneezing and coughing, but if you think you're going to be around somebody who's going to make you sick, then you need to, you need to avoid them. But it's the civil liberties is going to go back and forth because people will say, well, I should have the liberty to be able to go to a store and not get coughed on. But I mean, you can't make everybody else immune just for you to walk into a store. That's not the way the virus works. This virus is outsmarting the masks. It's outsmarting the vaccines. It's going to come up with variants. And so I think, you know, for those of us that want to preserve our human liberties, we do need to be smart about it. You know, I mean, you know, if this virus does consume you, you know, and we do have treatments and we do have a vaccine, you know, we should give everybody the option and let them, you know, have the access to that knowledge. But I am not a fan of like what happened when I was a kid where you had to be branded that you got vaccinated so everybody can lift up your shirt and see that you were vaccinated against smallpox. I don't like branding. I don't like forcing vaccines. That's not where I stand.
Delta Airlines announced the other day that new employees, he's not going to force his current employees to get the vaccine, but new employees, he's saying, are going to have to be vaccinated. And that's a really dangerous road that we're going down where, like you just said, we're going to have branded those who have and those who haven't. Show me your scar. Show me your certificate. Show me your papers to get employed. Now, I understand there are some professions, like a health profession, where maybe you need to have a higher level of vaccinations or whatever. But to work at the counter at an airline, I don't know. That's a dangerous road we're going down.
Exactly, yeah. And employers are kind of between a rock and a hard place. Employers could be sued by employees if they didn't provide a quote-unquote safe workspace. But they could also be sued because the civil rights law is supposed to protect people from being forced to be vaccinated or lose their job. So employers do have a right to choose who they hire unless they're discriminating against race and creed and all that. So I see that also making it to the courts. Richard, man, thank you for calling in and sorry that I might have come off, you know, not as libertarian as I am, but I am. All right.
Okay,
don't go.
Great. Thank
All
you,
right.
Doctor.
You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when it comes to vaccines and when it comes to medicine, I wish it could be black and white. And, you know, you have some doctors out there. I guess there was, I think, somebody who had worked for Novavax, I believe, that is talking about, you know, the concern they have with the vaccines and all that. And, you know, people do have a right to their opinion, and they have a right to, you know, bring up their, and we want to welcome people's opinions. We don't want misinformation. We don't want lies. We don't want conspiracy theories. But the general public is looking to us physicians as, what do you guys think based on the knowledge? And that's why I told you guys with the mask. I'm pro N95 respirator mask. I'm not pro mask mandates with gators. If you have an N95 respirator mask, I think that's where the science provides the most, says there's the most protection. But mandating people have stuff like underwear over their mouths is ridiculous. So, I'm going to tell you how I feel, but, you know, sometimes it's not, I have to lean one way or another. And when it comes to public health, I'm going to lean towards public health. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries.
Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.